Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
There you go, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. Spiritual emptiness, also what it is even all about. Now, check this out. In Isaiah 65, verses 13, it says, "Therefore, thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed." And this is coupled with Hosea 12 verses 1, so that we can find out what the Father means. He says, "Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases lie and desolation. Also, they make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried to Egypt." Feeding on the wind, feeding on that which does not satisfy the soul. It says, "My servants are filled, but you are not. And you're supposed to be filled, but you're busy feeding on wind." Rumors and predictions as ngekho scriptural. Anna. Muriti makam.
Ngoring tate. Anke mkala mfundisi kusisimorini kutina. Kuna lento nke nga ilungisa ku Man of Hope. Balethele lo gama lelo.
Aw.
Lalishumayelwa ku pulpiti. Somewhere khona la Alexandra lapho.
Ku Man of Hope.
Ngathi yeah. So balethele ukhona umfundisi nje udumile kakhulu walikhuluma nje lelo gama ase Alexandra.
Ai.
So yeah, ukhulume nje namanye amagama wesizulu wenhlamba.
Athuthuka uSathane.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Then ke ngathi mina yonke into inegama. But uthi umpostolo Paul makungaphumi izwi elingamanyala engemlomo yenu. So kumele si-avoid. Kunezinto zokuthi na amagama akhona, but ngokuthi thina sesithengiwe sikwe enye kingdom. Lelo gama lelapho noma lingaba limnandi kwalelinye site the other country, thina kwale kingdom yethu asilikhulumi. So wethu mase ume pulpit. And uma se ume pulpit kubonisa khona ukuthi u end uma ukhuluma lelo gama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nala pulpit la njengoba liphuma nje libonisa ukunye.
Ubu empty.
Ubu empty. Spiritual emptiness. Yeah. So spiritual emptiness mfundisi. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, njengoba ngisho nje, ufana nomuntu akhulelwe. Uma umuntu akhulelwe mfundisi wami, kuna laba kithi labo ukuthi nabaze bavula ifishi badla amathumbu wakhona, ifishi yakhona bayithanda. Ngoba bayayenziswa. Awuzinzili. Remember that man who was uneducated.
Yeah.
Upeter. Upeter was anointed by Yahusha Hamashiach himself. Uye ate umpostolo Peter. But akana education into uPeter adume ngayo ukudoba ifish. Afika phambi kwabantu umoya ungcwele ugcwele ku Acts chapter 2. He became more bold ukuthi akhulume ngalo muntu lola amaziyo. But remember the day I became denier, umoya ungcwele wawungekho. He was empty. Kungakho lithi iBhayibheli that day uze wakhipha namagama ayinhlamba. Spiritual emptiness. You understand?
Yeah.
So, i-spiritual emptiness mfundisi, uyenza imizamo to please abantu abamela, not to please umuntu kuwuye ukuthumile. Awunayo indlebe yokumamela a commanding voice from above. unindlebe yokumamela i commanding voice from umphakathi ukuthi bathi sithanda into enje se uempt once se umamela labadla because la when you are full of the Holy Spirit uyaboniswa izinto abanye abantu bangaziboni uzwiswa izinto abanye abantu bangazizwa ufila into abanye abantu bangayifili ngoba wena ukwelinye izinga anke ngitshela ngo Stefan ku chapter 7 Now amadoda angazi ukuthi amadoda beka ingakho nompostolo Paul asase uSaul beka khona laphakathi baphethe amatshe bayamgina but ngoba akekho la ukwenye level akawabona amatshe uthi I see heaven livulekile nendodana yomuntu yimile esandleni sokudla sikaNkulunkulu he was full of the Holy Spirit ukhumbula nalapha kuEcts chapter 6 uma bakhethwa but Stephen man full of the Holy Spirit but when you become spiritual bankrupt uenza izinto to please abantu uenza imizamo ukwabona ukuthi na bathathene ivosho siletha la esontweni kuze sikwazi ukubamba iyouth uma sekuqala lezo zinterese lapho sowuyabona ukuthi okay ya asike sifundisa nje ngendaba yesex kubantu abasha sowuyabona asike sivuma nje ukuthi neenkonkoni nje ziba ziza zizoma khona la epulpiti zishumayela ngoba phela akusithi sibayenzile uNkulunkulu hlala kwazi ukuthi sekune spiritual emptiness ke la run baleka shayengoma karingu baleka ungabheki emuva understand ukuqalwa kwenzwa imizamo makuke maske endlela nje ukuthi na sizokwazi ukunikeza umfundisi asike senze into yeso ukuze abantu bakwazi ukukhipha imali siyenza izinto izo attract abantu ukuthi bakhipha imali hayi ngokwentando yabo but ngemizamo yethu ukuze sekube kwa committee nyana angathishula ukuthi kuzoyenzwa amaplano ozana amaplano phela ukuthi na abantu baba attracted ukuthi na bakwazi ukukhipha imali asike awukwenza ama night vision awukwenza ilento lela ama galadina lawa la sike senza ama couple nje noma ngaba umuntu hehe hoza phela uzofika sikubonela ukuthi uhamba nobana kunandinga spiritual emptiness it is. Bankrupt. Ngoba, in the presence of the Lord, there is a joy. In the, whether unaye umuntu or unaye, there is a joy. Aithi kuba baba ni joy abantu abashadile. Noma ungashadile, uni joy because you are in the presence of the Father. Uyamkhumbula lo mama lena. Wafika ku Jesu wafika walala enyaweni wayile lomunye ubhizi uyagijima gijima apheka enza yonke lento lelo waba nejoy azi uJesu athi na lo muyekeni ngoba ukhethe the best part yakhe ukuthi ayiyenze ukuthi ahlale la amamele mina
ya
wayile lomunye lo ubhizi nezinto you understand so spiritual emptiness umfundisi sikwenza wenza imizamo yikho ungizwe ukuthi that the day uAdam afa kuGenesis chapter 3 waqala imizamo yokusebenza kokuthi asebenzele kokuthi adlise abantwana bakhe, and in the presence of the Lord awuhlilingi awuhambi ugijimisana nama blessings in the presence of the Lord. Uthi uJesu, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added.
Okay. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Spiritual emptiness, how it manifests today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Like I said, Simon Shibu Realization.
Good evening to you, Pastor Ray there, and to Muruti, Mfundiswa, Namakamu, Nam Apostolo, Konakwalan. Pastor Shiburu here, all the way from Benoni.
Yes,
I'm always listening to you, my pastor, online.
Thank
I
you.
Follow you always, and all the topics you are bringing on air, they are very much fruitful, my Murutu Amin.
Glory to the Father. Glory to the Father.
My Kurisa Amin. I'm your fan. I follow you always.
Glory to the Father.
Coming to tonight's topic, it is very much powerful. Emptiness, spiritually emptiness. There are many churches, there are many Christians who are empty right now. And as Muruti Makam, those people or the pastors, they will start to defend themselves. They will even quote scriptures start to justify themselves on the wrongdoings. That's because vanulawani kumbe vafundisilawani kumbe tikerekeletwani atinanchumu empty spiritually. They are dead, even though bakona ekerekeni. But coming to my point here, as children of God, we need to be led and directed by the Holy Spirit. If you can go to the book of Matthew chapter 4, if you can read from verse 1 to number 11, it speaks about Jesus. The Bible says he was led by the Spirit to go to the mountain and pray for 40 days and 40 nights. And during that process where he was in prayer, the devil came to tempt him, but because he was led by the Spirit, he is able to conquer and defeat the devil. No one labanga empty, spiritually emptiness. The devil, when he attacks them in other ways, he will bring whatever he has. Sometimes the devil can bring even the will just to bring down the church, just to bring down the man of God, just to bring down the Christianity down. But loko hirina to hi lidiwa hi rito hi ta skopa eku yima. And the end, when the Jesus Christ have defeated the devil, from verse number 11, the Bible says the angels came and ministered to him. Mabona lava vanga riki na ku lidiwa hi moya a va swikoti eku hlula. Coming to the point of prayer and cancer, apostle and one ibekile kure, we need to pray. And sometimes people or the church or the pastors are not praying anymore. It become difficult for people who are emptiness, who are spiritual emptiness. There is no way they can pray. These people, they will find everything to justify themselves, will even come to the prayer. But nevertheless, when Peter was in jail, if you can read from the book of Acts chapter 12 verse number 5, when he was in jail, it was the church that was praying and interceding for Peter until the angels came and released him from prison. And when we can read again from Acts chapter number 13 verse number 2, it speaks about the church that was worshiping God, and the Holy Spirit speak and say, separate for me Barnabas and Paul for the work which I have called them. We need the church, we need the pastors, we need people of God who can pray, who can not be empty. You know, when you are empty, you become useless. You cannot even help one another. Listen, as a Christian, loko ro pela jump ungapfunanga unwana makweru. Listen, you are empty. If you repel, if the sons get down without helping or doing good to one another, it seems that you have not done very well on that day, which means you are emptiness. Mintiro yaba krese ifenge ibulabula. This was my greetings to you, Pastor Ray. Yev, bless you. That's it.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's none like him in our lives.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, and thank you so much also. Let me see. Patino's Cakes and Bakes says, good evening, Putre, and your guests. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Imitombi yavuza, Putre. Amanzi, awakwazi ukuhlala. Abantu bagcwele ububona bahamba bodwa akekho umoyo ingcwele. Patinos Cakes and Bakes, that is what they say there. We really appreciate, man. Nkulunkulu akubusise kakhulu.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right, let's hear Mama Maria. Koko Maria Ngwenya says, powerful, powerful. We thank the Lord. Amen and amen. We give him the glory, the majesty and the honor. We thank him that he is talking to us, all of us, all of us, you know. Maria says, Mama Maria says, I missed Kuku, man. Kuku. I'm really missing Kuku, Pastor Ray. I think Kuku ta phone, uta phone. Sawubona dumela, hi.
Sawubona, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Hey, ah, sawubona, Pastor Makama. Amen, Papa. Ngibulise no Apostle Phumla Mfene futhi.
Good evening, Negu.
Ah, siyabonga man. Lalele la niphakela ngo umoya ongcwele no Stefan.
Eh.
Wayegcwele ngoba bathi bamshaya ngamandla zanga abone lawo manje. Wabona uChrist weni phambi kwaNkuluNkulu. Spiritual emptiness today. Sibona nebandla lika uNkulunkulu today kugcwele ama divorce. Why? Labantu bebeza enkonzweni kanti they were living ngalesilingo se spiritual emptiness. The devil are taking them. Kepha besihla bengakhulumi. Ngoba benani bene pride. That is spiritual emptiness. Kanti incwadi kaJames 5:16 ithi confess your sins to one another. Futhi enye spiritual emptiness is it singasafundi izwi silindela abaholi noma iTV noma iRadio ukuthi ufundela izwi. Even nakuloko asihlolisisi ukuthi loko bekuyiqiniso. Enye into singakhohlwa ukuthi we must plant a seed of righteousness kubantu abangakatholi uJesu Christ. Ngokuncwadi kaHosea 10:12 ithi we must plant the good seed of righteousness and we will harvest a crop of love. Iningi lethu today asinalo uthando siloku sisonta sihambe emabandleni sizibheke thina because umzalwane omunye akezeza ngenkinga wethu ezokhala kithi what and what. Hey, angeke simsize brother. Spiritual emptiness naleso brother Ray asizwelani.
So,
yeah,
I hear you.
Enye into spiritually emptiness, brother Ray, encane limi lethu nezinkulumo zethu ziphenduke zaba igossip. Sesifana nezwe ukuhleba kuningi yithi sikhosa ukuthi this world will be passing away one day.
Yeah,
thina kufanele senze intando, the will of God. That is 1 John. Chapter 2, verses 15 and 17.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother. UNkulunkulu anibusise, noma Morena anibusise, angalenti, angakhube kathi, ngizobanikela uNkulunkulu wami. So uphambukile umuntu nakasho njani.
Yeah,
because I remember one time uPeter eza kuJesu athi, how many times was I said? Uthi uJesu Christ, 70 times 700.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Okay, 70 times 7. All right, we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mama Maria, thank you so much there for the messages. Ugogo Maria Ngwenya, siyabonga nje kakhulukazi inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. And there, of course, more of your comments after this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Pastor Green.
Amen, amen. Pastor Ray, it's Pastor Green here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, what a beautiful topic again. Spiritual emptiness. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hi, this is powerful. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Pastor Ray, you know, if I must put my contribution also there, you know, spiritual emptiness. I remember Jesus have said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt lose its saltiness, how shall it be seasoned again?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So in other words, somebody can be spiritually full and become spiritually empty also, Pastor Ray. But how shall the person be filled again? Hallelujah. That's the important thing. Hallelujah. People can be spiritually empty, but how can they be filled again? How can they be made full again? My suggestion is, Pastor Ray, people have to go back to the Lord. That's the only way. People have to go back to the basics, and people have to start to pray again and seek the face of the Lord. In the book of Isaiah 55, verse 6, the Bible says, seek the Lord while he's still be found. Hallelujah. Amen. Call on him while he's still near. In other words, there come a time, Pastor Ray, when the Lord will not be found. That is when we are spiritually empty.
Hmm.
There come a time when we call the name of the Lord, and it will be as if the Lord is not near us, as if he don't hear us. Spiritual emptiness, Lord, Pastor Ray, it's a serious thing. You know, I feel sorry for people that are spiritually empty, because that is not a good experience, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Hmm. Sometimes you pray, it's like as if your prayer hit the roof. Sometimes you pray, it's like it's like nothing happened. It's like you can't get a breakthrough. You know, also the other thing of spiritual emptiness for us preachers is very dangerous, because when a pastor starts to be empty is when we start not to focus on the word anymore. Even when we minister from the pulpit, we will minister other things that does not make sense. We will minister things that is not in the word of God. That we will minister things that the word of God cannot back up.
Mm.
So this is a very serious thing, Pastor Ray. You know, spiritual emptiness, it's really serious. I remember even Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said to Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. Preach the word. Now, how can you preach the word when you are empty? Hallelujah. You have to make sure that you pray continuously. You have to make sure that you stay in the presence of the Lord. You have to make sure that you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, fellowship with God the Father, fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to even set time aside, Pastor Ray. It doesn't matter what time it is. It can be in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It can be in the noonday. It doesn't matter. But we have to put time aside and say, this is the time of the Lord. I want to be filled always. And also the other thing, Pastor Ray, we have to ask the Holy Spirit of God to always fill us up. Hallelujah. To always fill us up. That the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God dwell in us. Also to ask the Holy Spirit of God to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, so that we can see when we are empty, so that we can know that we are empty. Pastor Ray, sometimes, you know, we just say thank you to God that we have wives. Hallelujah. Remember, God created a wife and said, this is a suitable help for a man. So we thank God, because sometimes they help us. Hallelujah. They speak to us when the emptiness is there. When we are no longer speaking the word of God, when we are no longer seeking the face of God, they speak to us, hallelujah. And it's up to a man, Pastor Ray, whether he's going to listen and humble himself and start to seek the face of God and start to call on the name of the Lord. You know, the other thing of spiritual emptiness, you find when there's other functions in the church that is not even in line with the word of God, you find that the pastor is excited about it.
Mm.
But when it comes to the word of God, the pastor is not so much excited. That's a sign that the pastor is no longer full with the Holy Spirit. He's no longer full. Spiritually, he's empty. Spiritually, he's drained out. Hallelujah. Then the last thing I want to say, Pastor Ray, you know, when we are too busy with too many things, listen, we are getting spiritually empty because we are busy with too many things. Remember when I preach and I deliver, I have to go back to the closet and fill myself up again. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill me up again, because I have delivered. I'm empty now. Hallelujah. So that is very important, that we go back to the Lord and be refilled again. If you just drive your car from here to Cape Town and you never fill the tank, that car is going to stuck on the road. And it's the same like us, Pastor Ray. If we just continue, and we never pray again, we never go back to God again, we are going to be spiritually empty. But now I love what Jesus say in the book of Matthew 11 and verse 28. Jesus say, come to me, everyone who's heavy laden and hard labor, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Pastor Ray, this is so powerful. Hallelujah. That when we are empty, Jesus said, come back to me. Hallelujah. I will give you rest. I will fill you up. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray. I will go this far for now. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. We really appreciate it.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, and let's see. I think also I might have jumped to Babongane, man. You know, I might have jumped to Babongane. Let me go to Babongane. Remember, you can send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729. Let's hear what you say on the issue. Babongane.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay namagesti ke e-studio nabalaleli bonke ke be-Radio Pulpit. Egameni elingaphezukwawo wonke amagama igama likaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu isihloko esithi spiritual emptiness. To be spiritual empty is spiritual drought. To be spiritual dry. Emptiness to be negative. Ukoma emphefumulweni. Psalm chapter 42 verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Umphefumulo kaDavide ke wayiwomele uNkulunkulu. Emptiness on a spiritual level can be a lonely place to reside. It is when you are disconnected from yourself, others, and from God. You need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Sin is the source of the feeling of spiritual emptiness. Spiritual emptiness makes people to be unsatisfied and desperate. It is dangerous to be empty. Someone who is empty cannot judge things and does not have the mind of Christ. The Christian life is not in him and cannot bear spiritual fruit. He does not have the holy power when witnessing the word of God, does not have an effective prayer life. Those who are spiritual empty cannot understand themselves. They want to do what is right but cannot. The carnal Christian cannot experience the abundant and fruitful life. It's normal for all Christians to experience seasons of spiritual emptiness. Christianity is about having a relationship with God. When praising and worshiping God becomes a struggle, that is a problem in your fellowship with God. Spiritual emptiness traits. Ignorance of spiritual heritage, discouragement, disobedience, unbelief, guilt, worry, jealousy, critical spirit, no desire for Bible study, loss of love for God and others, legalistic attitude, impure thoughts, poor prayer life, frustration, aimlessness, intense boredom, lack of focus, depressive periods and backsliding. God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Psalms chapter 81 verse 10. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Luke chapter 24 verse 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from high. How to fill up with the Holy Spirit? Desiring to be directed and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Confessing sins and thanking God for forgiveness. Presenting every area of life to God for his control. Claiming the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate, sir.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, let's hear it. Gladwin Dube. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Pastor Ray, spiritual emptiness. Ngithanda ukukhuluma indaba Pastor Ray. Ngithi story. I had a friend. Bengidinga izandla la ngkhona ukuthi ngithole umuntu ozongisiza sikwazi ukuvumelana ngasomething. Sibongane. So ngabona umngani, an old friend eFacebook. Sengibona ukuthi umfundisi.
Yebo.
Ngajabula ngathi no. After ngimfonelile ukuthi ngithole ukuthi akasasebenzi. Athi no, uzoba available ukuthi azongisiza. So to cut the long story short, uthe makazala Pastor Ray. Esikhesha basibangani. So uyabuza ukuthi hayi ungana umlingani. Ngithi no, ngumele uNkulunkulu. I trust the Lord ukuthi uzongipha umlingani isikhathi sakhe.
Yeah.
So mthemba ngibuza yena as umfundisi. Ngithi wena angithi ngiyazi umfazi wakhe ukuthi umuntu ahlala naye ukuthi ubani. Ngithi wena ushade nini ndoda? Athi hawu sengakashadi. Ngithi Mose 6 before marriage is a sin. Ngiyacala uyadifenda ukuthi hawa, as long as thing ingalali nabanye abantu yilapho ngabona ukuthi no. Kuno spiritual
emptiness, yeah, yeah.
Then later on, kwenzeka ukuthi ngikhalisi ngiyabona ukuthi ngihleli nomfundisi usengakathandazi usengadlala i-gospel music and sizolala. So ngidlala i-gospel music naye udlala i-gospel. So sengathi manje sihlangahlangene, ngithi maybe mangidlala sizowoshipa sithandaze. Manje sebangathi no, yena sekaphethe okunye wasesontweni kahle kahle. Sengiyayibona ukuthi no, la kunenkinga. Hayi, fine, ngiyacima. Ngithi ndoda, uNkulunkulu uyi-one. Mawudlala ifoni asilalele eyakho ke ngicime yami ngoba manje seyiba ngenye indlela. So ngathola ukuthi no u studisha i theology. Yabona pastor.
Yeah.
Ufunda i theology. So makafunda i theology ngithi uyabhala ungitshela ukuthi nonyinyi hotspot uyabhala i-test kumele asubmit i-test theology bayenza online but nakaloku abhala isikhathi bese simshayile apha asemuva athi abantu bamshiyile abanye abafundisi bamshiyile. So isikhathi masemuva ufonela umfundisi wakhe wesonto lapho yena nayo unesonto lakhe nakafonela umfundisi wesonto lakhe uthola ukuthi no bazomaka ingasikudala and mina some of the questions bekangibuza nama-answers ngithi mara ama-answers asimple asebhayibhelini but umfundisi wayema epulpitini umupha then mawabona ngoba besibhizi ngomsebenzi wangaphandle so isikhathi sesiyahamba ufonele umfundisi wesonto umupha ama-ansara ngithi manje le isi-cheating but ma ngibhekisisa kahle nesikolo sakhona ngathola ukuthi no it's a short term course ma ngibuza ukuthi kuze kanjani uqubo yomfundisi but bafika esontweni bangiprofita ukuthi nokumele nyesikolweni nyofunda nyozoba umfundisi into ezinjalo ngabona ukuthi amabandla amaningi pastori esinale sikolo lesibe sibona ngathi yibhokazi ngoba into bebasikhuluma badimanda imali nangilalela ama-voice noting naye ngabona ukuthi no many churches baku-spiritual emptiness. Ngiyabonga bafundisi.
Thank you so much, Gladwin Dube there. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Memorine.
Good evening again, my brother in the Lord. Here is the word that I'd like to share with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Ngani ngoba, always and all the time, unkulu unkulu. We are promised that the Lord promised to be with his people. God does promise us ukuthi ngasonke isikhathi uzokuba nathi. No matter what happens, he is with, he's always with us.
Yeah.
Here is the book that I would like to bring. Exodus chapter 33. I'll start to read from verse 12. The Lord promises to be with his people. Verse 12, it Moses said to the Lord, it is true that you have told me to lead these people to that land, but you did not tell me whom you will send me with. You have said that you know me well and are pleased with me. Now, if you are, tell me your plans so that I may save you and continue to please you. Remember also that you have chosen this nation to be your own. The Lord said, I will go with you and I will give you victory. Moses replied, if you do not go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you are pleased with your people and with me if you do not go with us? Your presence with us will distinguish us from any other people on earth. Leli lizwi liyabonakalisa ukuthi ngempela ukuthi ngasonke isikhathi. When we do right, when we are putting oku right, uNkulunkulu uyahamba nathi, uyahlala nathi and uyasipromise ukuthi ngempela uzoba nathi ngasonke isikhathi. Verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, I will do just as you have asked because of I know you very well and I am pleased with you. You know when God uNkulunkulu is pleased with you, uhamba nawe ngasonke isikhathi. Uba nawe ngani ngoba everything that you ask from him uyakwenzela ngani ngoba you please him. Verse 18, then Moses requested, please let me see the dazzling light of your presence. The Lord answered, I will make all my splendor pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my sacred name. I am the Lord, and I show compassion and pity on those I chose. Uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayibonisa i-compassion yakhe ne-pity yakhe. That is why kuthi ngempela there will never be a spiritual emptiness in us when we please God. Verse 20, I will not let you see my face because of no one can see me and stay alive. But there is a place beside me where you can stand on a rock. When the dazzling light of my presence passes by, I will put you in an opening in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away and you will see my back but not my face. Yabona lapha uNkulunkulu bekakhuluma noMoses. Yena uyathanda ukuba aziveze kulabo athanda ukuba aziveze kubo. Those who pleases him. So if you are spiritual emptiness, he will never show himself to us. Angeke azibonakalise kithi ngani ngoba we are spiritual empty. While we are still doing earthly things, angeke azibonakalise uNkulunkulu. Lapha uNkulunkulu wayekhuluma noMoses, nathi usakhuluma nathi uyazibonakalisa. He show himself to those that he wants to show himself to. Labo abakhethayo yena uyaba nabo. So all the time we should please him. So if there is spiritual emptiness in us, so ipresence kaNkulunkulu angeke ibe ibonakale kithi, but if we please him and do what is right and acceptable before him, so ipresence yakhe uzazibonakalisa in everything that you want to say, everything that you want to do, yena uzozibonakalisa. Here is the word I have brought, like Exodus chapter 33, lapho uNkulunkulu athi, the Lord promised to be with his people. Yes, we are promised ngaso sonke isikhathi, and akasishiyi, he doesn't forsake us. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother in the Lord, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, good evening.
Thank you so much, Ma'am Morini. We really appreciate, ma'am. Thank you very much. And I will come to that one of Evangelist Green, but I want to get to our guests so that they can say their final comments. Apostle, the very issue of emptiness, and, you know, it is the peril of an empty heart. Emptiness is a danger. Matthew 12, verses 44, then he says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, put in order. He then goes in and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first, so shall it also be with the wicked generation. Now, when we are spiritually empty, we are inviting demons. We are just inviting demons to come and dwell within us. Scripture says that. Apostle, your final comments? Yes, Apostle. Apostle Pumla. Okay, we seem to have lost her somehow. I don't know why we have lost her, but we had her online. Somehow we lost her. I don't know Ganjan, but the very aspect and state of that person becomes worse as compared to the former state of that person.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Now, Apostle, thank you. We were able to get you back. I was reading Matthew chapter 12, verse 44 and 45. The peril of an empty heart. The danger. And, you know, the dangerous situation of an empty heart. Let me give you your 2 minutes to finish. Let me read this one. It says, then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. A demon speaks. Now it says, and when he comes, he finds it empty, swept and put in order. Then he goes in with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first state. So shall it be with this wicked generation. If we continue to harbor emptiness, we are inviting demons. What do you say finally? Let me give you your 2 minutes. Go for it.
Just a quick one. One of the demons that we invite when we are empty is the demon of greed. Luke 12, verse 15. The Lord says, beware and be on your guard against every form of greed. For even when one has abandoned, does his life consist of possession? So greed is the number one demon. One last scripture I want to quote, Haggai chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. The Lord says, "Now therefore says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but have harvested little. You eat, but there's not enough to be satisfied. Mm. You drink, but there's not enough to become drunk. But you put on clothes, but you're not even warm enough." So meaning whatever you do to cover up that emptiness, there are certain demons that have taken over. So it could have overcase until you go into the position.
I hear, sorry about that. It's Pastor Makamu's phone just cut. I don't know. When it comes to this time, they just cut like that. I don't know, man. It does. You know, when it comes to this time, it does cut. And it worries me. But we had him on the line, and I think we can have him again on the line to talk to us his final comments about the issue. And I'm also looking into the final words that I want to bring across. Yeah, now I have Mfundisi Makamu. Yeah. Now, the final words that I have. Now, listen to this. In Ephesians, chapter 4, verse... I read this one. Sorry, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 10. "Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity." There are many things that cause emptiness in us. Sorrow is one of them. And of course, also the evil of the flesh are indicators and causes of spiritual emptiness. What do you say? Let me give you 2 minutes finally.
Yeah, as Michelle Kala, when you call Genesis, when you sin, you are inviting spiritual emptiness. I don't care what we justify, but when you sin, umuntu by nature is a sinner. But when you sin, uma usaqala usafuna ukungena esonweni, the Holy Spirit uzokutshela ukuthi yey bosop. Because it's a man, uyazi ukuthi ufuna kwenzani. Bosop. Then kuba uwe umnyathelayo. And Apostle Paul uthi ningamcishi lo moya ongcwele ukuze ungaweli esonweni. Then qaphela ke uma se uwele esonweni umoya ongcwele uyasuka, and you invite spiritual emptiness. Uqala uzenzela imizamo yakho, awusayenziswa uNkulunkulu. So uyazenzela, uyahlilinga, uyazama ngayo yonke into ukuthi ubuyela ku-level. Do you remember ukuthi na when Adam sinned wazama ukuthatha amagqabi ukuthi azivalavala? But kuba uNkulunkulu uzayo with a better plan yokuthi athatha imvu akhiphe isikhuba ukuthi avala ihlazo lakhe, ngoba umuntu ngokwakhe akakwazi ukuzivala. So when you sin, uwele esonweni. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, yithi kuyasabeka ukuwela esandleni sikaNkulunkulu ophilayo. Once uwa, uinvita yonke le nyakanyaka lela yikhona, uzoma ushumayela, kodwa uzoba ushumayela inyakanyaka, uzoprofeta uprofeta inyakanyaka. Ngengeza iprofesi enye khona lapho kini kaboyeli, lapho abo Impala Road, abo bubanibanibana, yikhuluma ngamapenti apinki. Ngithi leyi akusiyona ibuya kubaba lela. Noma siyayikhulunywa ngesilungu, ngoba sithanda nokuprofeta nangesilungu, akusiyona yakababa le yokuhamba itshela abantu ukuthi wena ulale nobani bani bani, wena ugqoke iphenti elingaka elinjani njani. Akusiyona yakababa le, khona lapho Impala Road lapho. So let us be careful ukuthi singawi esandleni sika uNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Absolutely. Pastor Green says, Pastor Ray, in Galatians 6:1, it says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you be tempted. Absolutely, absolutely, I concur. All right, thank you so much. Next week, we are going to be talking about the role of rebuke and reproof. We are going to talk about that. And many people would say, okay, maybe you're going to talk about when people don't accept rebuke and stuff. Yes, but also when people are using rebuke to actually humiliate people. We are going to look into that, how others are misusing that, but also how others are not willing to accept that. Funis Makam, thank you so much. Pass my regards at home.
Enkomo mfundisi tawana na tithet ankangala.
Hey madoda, hey ungitshele nge WhatsApp ukuthi niza ningakhi ngoba hey i men on track but beza by 80 and already siphethe 100 and something, so silapha kubo ma 200. So makwenzeke baba.
Noma kanjani ikara Paul yadliwa lapho.
Nakho ke. Ukhulumile ngoji yami ke wena.
Impela.
Usikhonzele ekhaya, usikhonzele.
Ngiyabonga mfundisana.
Awuzeke. Phumla my friend, you know. Why it's ke ufustana so, ko ufustana blaye. Why it? Ube right here, we'll talk again.
Okay.
All right then. Siyabonga kakhulu, and of course, we give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor that each and every time he continues to bless us and he continues to teach us together. We are learning together and we bless him. We honor him. We shall never make a mistake of taking the glory and claiming it for ourselves. To the King of Kings, the Father above all else, our Elohim, the Master Creator, the Savior, Heavenly Father, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah, our Elohim. In the name of his Son, the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, that by his Holy Spirit he guides us into all truth, we give him the glory. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient with us. Tuda! Rabah.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.